talking about our home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do or say at our home.
Talking about our home.
Not talking about a one night stand. I want to be your man. I said a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Home again, home again. One day I know I feel home again. Wrong again, wrong again.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. That was Michael Kawanica with Home Again, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home. And special thanks to our show producer, Sarah Lamb, for coming up with today's home theme song. And if you have a favorite home theme song that you'd like us to play at the beginning of our radio show, go to Charleston Home and Design Magazine's Facebook page, make a comment requesting a song, and we will play your request, and we will send you a free Charleston Home and Design Magazine t-shirt. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every January, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, which took place a few weekends ago at Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which is coming up August 25th through the 27th at the Gaillard Center in downtown Charleston. Well, today's radio show is coming to you from Palmetto Tile Distributors, and Palmetto Tile Distributors will be talking with Sarah Holt with Palmetto Tile Distributors. They have a great showroom up on Rivers Avenue. We'll also be talking with Gloria Frazier with ARS Rescue Rooter of Charleston, Kevin Jones with Mosquito Shield, Nate Ball with Schneider Tree Care, and also Brian Bulgla with Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern. Then we've got a bonus interview with Charleston Home and Design Magazine's own Sherry Crawford. She's our Director of Advertising and Special Events. And I sat her down for a couple of minutes just to talk about what she tells companies when she's talking to them on the street about Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Well, the if you haven't picked up the spring issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, it's got the cover of on the cover is Patricia Altschul, and she's a philanthropist. She's an artist. She's also one of the stars on Southern Charm, and so if you haven't been watching Southern Charm, you should definitely check it out on Bravo. It's their number one rated program on the Bravo network every Monday, and pick up a copy of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and you can take a look inside Patricia Altschul of Southern Charm's, inside her beautiful mansion downtown. Well, have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Palmetto Tile Distributors, located at 4639 Rivers Avenue. And now we're talking with Sarah Holt with Palmetto Tile Distributors. How are you doing, Sarah?
Good, thank you.
Good. Sarah, take a moment and tell everybody about Palmetto Tile Distributors.
Sure. We've got three locations. The first was in Columbia. We also have a Johns Island showroom, and the one in North Charleston. We've got, in North Charleston, we have five different sales design consultants here, and then we've also got a full warehouse for contractor supplies in addition to the showroom.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So Palmetto Tile Distributors, you folks have been around a long, long time. Originally, I guess, in Columbia and then Johns Island, you got a location out there serving Kiowa and Seabrook.
Correct.
People building out there, remodeling. And then a few years ago, the Goldberg family bought this huge building. I mean, have you ever been through all of the building?
It seems like they kept adding on. Is a really big warehouse. We actually sublease parts of the back areas to a couple other companies as well. We have so much space.
But the nice thing is Palmetto Tile Distributors has a beautiful showroom right up front, out with the parking right outside. And when you get someone who is visiting Palmetto Tile Distributors for the first time, maybe to pick out tile for one room or maybe several rooms throughout their house if they're building, it could be very, very overwhelming. How do you help them?
I try to ask a handful of questions to get started so I know I'm leading them right down the right path. Find out if they're working with a contractor, if they have anything in mind for their project, specifically colors or textures or types of material. Also try to find out what their lead time is, if they have a specific budget. And sometimes people come in and they have idea boards, sort of like pictures they found on Pinterest or Howl's or even maybe their friend's bathroom. Mm-hmm. And so finding out all that information is key to leading the customer down the right path to finding them the right material for their job.
I know that it's very, very important to establish a budget, but how do you establish a budget? I mean, is there any kind of rules of thumb like, you should have a budget of X amount for the kitchen if you're planning to do like a backsplash, and X amount for the bathroom if you're going to be doing tile on the floor and other maybe in the walls, that kind of thing?
Sure. Well, some customers come in and they're working closely with a contractor, say it's a new build or a complete renovation, and a lot of times their contractor, based on their overall budget they've already worked out with a customer, will say, you've got about $5 to $10 a square foot for wall tile, $20 a square foot for shower floor, and then maybe a set budget for a kitchen backsplash. Mm-hmm. That's kind of how it works sometimes, with a contractor. But if it's just a homeowner, maybe they're redoing their laundry room floor or something, they may have an overall budget. Say, mm-hmm. I want to spend $2,000. And, based on the square footage, we'll kind of break it down and find something that works.
Mm-hmm. And you said about $10 a square foot. That might be kind of like an average.
It kind of depends. If you're starting with a subway tile, you could be as low as $225 a square foot, just for something kind of simple. But then some people want to go for a more high end Calcutta gold marble on the walls, and that's going to be closer to $30 square foot range. Mm-hmm. So depending on what you want.
Or I remember when we were building our house, if we wanted to, glass tile had just sort of come out, and that was a big deal. So we wanted some glass tile, and then it was like $50 a square foot. So it can be right up there.
Yeah, there's definitely a range. And sometimes what we'll do is if you don't want to blow the budget on the walls, but you want to bring glass in, what you could do is a basic subway tile or, kind of a standard ceramic that's not very expensive, and then do an accent band or, an accent feature of some sort in the shower. So you still get the glass, but you're not spending quite as much money.
Mm-hmm. It really is like putting a puzzle together. Isn't
it is. Yeah.
And trying to make it all work. One thing I've discovered over the years about tile is because there are so many, almost an infinite number of choices out there, there's always another way to solve a problem. So you might love that, you might fall in love with a particular type of subway tile, but it's more than you can afford, and you folks might be able to help them solve that problem with a different type of tile.
Yeah, that's a really good point, because sometimes, like I said, people will come in with a photo and they're like, I love this, it's all marble, this is a gorgeous photo, but I don't want to use marble, I only want to use porcelain. Mm-hmm. So you know, the nice thing about Palmetto Tile is we have access to purchasing from over 1,000 vendors. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times if they want that marble look, but they don't want the maintenance of a natural stone, we can find a porcelain that is very similar to that look and maybe at a better price point.
What's the difference between porcelain tile and ceramic tile?
Well, ceramic tile is meant typically for walls. It's not quite as durable as a porcelain. So porcelain tile could be used on the floor or the walls. It's more durable. It's, you know, going to stand up to the weight of people walking on it versus the ceramic.
And if that porcelain tile were to chip, it's the same color throughout the...
Typically, that has more of a color body, whereas the original ceramic tiles, a lot of them had more of a red body.
Right.
So it would
right.
be more noticeable if there were a chip.
Gotcha. How is the Palmetto Tile Distributors showroom organized? Do you have it laid out in a particular way, or like how do you guide people?
We do group some things together. Like in the conference room in particular, we've got a lot of nice mosaics that are a little bit more on the high end, more decorative. And then we also have all of our stock materials that we have readily available in one area. Try to group things, you know, all the mosaics in one area and maybe the natural stones and others. But definitely there's so much stuff. So it's when someone comes in, one of those design sales assistants kind of walk through the showroom and guide you.
Mm-hmm. Is there any particular trends that you're seeing with regards to tile?
Yeah, we've actually been seeing a few different trends, a lot more pattern. So even if it's not like a painted pattern, just a pattern within the stone. So even the same stone, but cut into different pieces to create a certain look. But then we're also seeing the cement tiles or encaustic tiles. Those are about 8-inch squares, and they're about a 1/2 inch thick. And those have got, like, really bold, beautiful designs and lots of color.
Mm-hmm.
Those are really nice. And then, you know, natural stone, white marble is definitely popular. And seeing people kind of come away a little bit from the whites and grays and going a little bit more towards the whites and golds and warmer grays.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that kind of goes hand in hand with those gold fixtures are making a comeback now.
Mm. Are people still choosing the large format tiles, the 24x24s and so forth?
Yeah, we're seeing the small mosaics still, but yeah, the manufacturers are coming out with bigger and bigger pieces in like hexagon shapes even. And we have in stock a porcelain that's 30 inches by 60 inches, and it looks just like a white statuario. It's, you know, really pretty. And then, one of the nice things about the bigger tiles is you don't have quite as many grout lines.
Mm, that's true. You know, everybody is familiar with, it's almost a given when it comes to, like, a backsplash, you're gonna use tile. You're going to use tile in the bathroom. What other areas of the house have you seen people use tile here at Palmetto Tile Distributors?
Sure. There are some unique places. I've built a couple of dog showers, so those are fun. You know, if you don't want to share your tub with your dog,
uh-huh.
So people have built those in particular. Also, pool lines and pool surrounds.
Uh-huh. So you don't have
fireplaces.
To choose whatever the pool company has in terms of the tile.
You don't, no. A lot of pool companies will offer you a few options, but if you want something a little more unique or mm-hmm. ornate, you know, we definitely have some options.
Hmm.
Fireplaces are popular, outdoor kitchens, outdoor pool areas. Even a feature wall in a powder bath or even a room, a bedroom, could use it there.
You really can make a statement with tile,
yeah.
can't you?
Mm-hmm. You can do like cool feature walls, even behind, you know, where a TV's hung, like a split face stone or something like that. I did a serpentine wall where it kind of S'd through the house, and we did a small stack stone there. It was really pretty.
Mm, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how can folks get more information about Palmetto Tile Distributors?
We have a new website, actually, so if you'd like to visit that, it's palmettotile.com, and we also have a Facebook page and Instagram and also Pinterest, so we try to keep the new trends on the social media, but also we have lots of good information on our website, too.
All right, great. And the location here?
Yes, we are at 4639 Rivers Avenue in North Charleston.
Right down the street from Ferguson.
We're right next door to Ferguson.
Who are visiting Ferguson as well when they're building their house.
Yes.
All right. Well, we have been talking with Sarah Holt with Palmetto Tile Distributors. Thanks so much, Sarah.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And now we're talking with Gloria Frazier with ARS Rescue Router of Charleston. How you doing, Gloria?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Gloria, take a moment and tell everybody about ARS Rescue Router of Charleston.
Yes. ARS, we are a national HVAC and plumbing company. Mm-hmm. We've got over 70 locations across the United States. One of those branches is, in fact, here in Charleston. And we are a service provider, so we'll do everything from HVAC to plumbing to selling you on a new unit. You name it, we'll be there to help you.
Mm-hmm. Good deal. Well, I would say that there probably are some advantages to working with a company that has the backing of a national headquarters. And, there are a lot of independent HVAC contractors, a lot of independent plumbers out there. But I guess the drawback with that is that they might not be around tomorrow. You never quite know. Whereas ARS, Rescue Router of Charleston, how long have you folks been in Charleston?
We've actually been in Charleston for over 30 years, okay. But the name ARS has only been in existence for about 10 years.
Uh-huh.
We've got a history here. We've got the employees to service the residents of the Charleston market.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So I'm sure when the temperature starts to reach 90 degrees or more, you're getting all sorts of calls and problems with people's air conditioning not working correctly. But what about now? What should homeowners be doing this time of year before it starts to get super hot?
So, very good question. One thing we do offer is a preventative maintenance plan.
Mm-hmm.
That allows the homeowner to purchase a plan for an entire year, and it's allowing us to come out to your home twice a year for that. You know, when it comes summertime, when it gets up to 90, 100 degrees, you're not without your air conditioning.
Mm-hmm. So. What I always wondered if it's worth it to get a preventative maintenance, program with an HVAC company. What are the advantages? Is it worth it?
It is because you're considered a VIP customer.
Uh-huh.
So you typically go to the very top of the list, and it helps to make sure that unit is in good working order. And we'll send somebody out. We will give you a call. You don't have to worry about did I call ARS. We track everything to make sure you have your unit service at the beginning and at the end of the year. Or if you want it to be serviced smack dab in the middle of the summer, we can do that too.
Mm-hmm.
So the nice thing in having that is to ensure it's 100% all year round.
What kinds of maintenance would ARS Rescue Router of Charleston do, in the springtime, for example?
It's just making sure that your parts are in good working order. They're going to go out and clean everything and make sure nothing is clogged or backed up. And if it is, we can fix it. And that's part of having the preventative maintenance plan.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Gotcha. How long should someone's HVAC unit last?
Good question. We generally, anything over 10 years old is when we try and encourage our clients to purchase a new unit for so many reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, there are so many vendors whose products are home efficient, and you're going to save money. Yes, it's a big investment, but that unit will last you for a good 8 to 10, sometimes 15 years, but you will be saving money in the long run.
Mm-hmm. What brands of heating and air conditioning units does ARS Rescue Router of Charleston have?
Some of the few. Carrier's one of them.
Okay.
Rheem is another. We do have Mitsubishi. I mean, you name it. We've got our go-to ones, but we can provide any unit that the client might want.
In order to call ARS Rescue Router Charleston, do you have to have bought your equipment from ARS?
You do not. We will come out and service anybody's unit, even if it wasn't purchased through us.
Good deal. And how many trucks does ARS Rescue Rooter Charleston have on the streets, or how many technicians?
Yes. So as far as service technicians, we are at 16 service techs. And then we have a plumbing team as well. So we have about 12 plumbers on that team. And then we have a team of sales representatives as well. And we have about 6 on that team. And then we have installers as in addition to all of those employees. So they're out there going out and installing those new units.
What kinds of problems or telltale signs should a homeowner be looking for to know that their air conditioning unit is not running properly, or maybe it's on its last leg?
Yeah, anything. If it sounds funny, just like a car, if it sounds like, hey, it's running louder than normal, or it's constantly running, something is up with that unit. And you definitely want to give us a call, and we'll send somebody out there. Mm-hmm. So,
well, Gloria, let's talk about the other side of the business, the rescue rooter. What does that mean, rescue rooter?
We're going to come out and rescue you if your plumbing is backed up. So we've got a plumbing department as well, and phenomenal team. They will help you out whether you have a leaky faucet to, hey, I just purchased a new toilet. I don't know how to replace it. We'll do all of that type of stuff. We will also do drain cleaning. Maybe something is clogging your drain. So we'll do anything you need within your home.
So the rooter that refers to the snake kind of thing.
Yes.
If you have a back. Mm-hmm. If your plumbing's backed up, they'll put that down to help clear the drain.
Yes, and we even have more sophisticated devices as well. We have video, so we can send something down if it's really that bad. So
not sure I want to look at.
Yeah,
that.
No, none of us do. It is just part of the job, but that. With that being said, we'll get it all working. Mm-hmm. So we'll do what we can to get it 100%.
We had a situation where some tree roots had gotten into the sewer line that in between the house and the street, mm-hmm. and that kind of the tree roots created the clog, basically.
Right, and that happens. That definitely is, you know, it is what it is. We all like our trees, but, you know, they can get in the way of our plumbing, and we'll do what we can to help you out as well. Mm-hmm. So,
what about, like, if maybe someone is looking to put in a new kitchen sink or something like that? Is that something ARS Rescue Rooter?
We don't do much on more of like considered remodels. It's just pre-existing issues that might be in your home. You know, anything bathroom related, fixture related, to the drain cleaning, to the mm-hmm. pipes as well.
And besides clogs, what types of repairs, plumbing repairs, does ARS Rescue Rooter of Charleston typically do?
We have partnered with a national retailer, so we get a lot of calls from that retailer. So if a client purchased like a new toilet or purchased a faucet, some people don't know, myself included, I wouldn't know how to fix that or change it out. So we would get calls like that, service related.
Mm-hmm. How long should a person have a hold on to a toilet before it needs to be replaced?
You know, that's tricky.
Sometimes there's some real old ones.
Yes, we definitely do. There really is no time frame in regards to that. But, you know, it's always nice to have the latest and greatest. So
yeah,
why not purchase
your
new one?
Styles might change and your tastes might change. You might want just to have a new one, or it's possible that maybe it's just not flushing correctly or something
right.
like
and
that.
And we can fix that.
Well, how can folks get more information about ARS Rescue Rooter of Charleston?
We have a website that they are welcome to visit. It's arscharleston.com. And anything you need, you can click on, you can have somebody help you, you know, via the screen, web access, or you can just give us a call directly, mm-hmm. and it'll go straight to our call center, and we will get you to the right department.
All right. Well, we have been talking with Gloria Frazier of ARS Rescue Rooter of Charleston. Thanks, Gloria.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And now we're talking with Kevin Jones with Mosquito Shield. How you doing, Kevin?
I'm doing great, Tim. Thank you.
Good. Kevin, take a moment and tell everybody about Mosquito Shield.
Okay, Mosquito Shield, we're a new franchise here in the Charleston area. We do residential and commercial mosquito control. We're a franchise business. Our franchise has been in operation since 2013. Mm-hmm. Our founder started in 2001, so we have a lot of experience in the mosquito control industry.
Mm-hmm. Good deal. So I know there's a lot of different ways to fight mosquitoes. How does Mosquito Shield? What's your system to fight mosquitoes?
Well, we use a backpack blower. That way we can target certain areas around the home. We use a proprietary blend of organic essential oils and extracts, which is a proprietary blend. We also are big into active management. We monitor weather, mosquito activity, and we can adjust our treatment schedule and our spraying to control in that form.
Mm-hmm. And so how does the system work? When a homeowner calls Mosquito Shield, are they going to be signing up with you for a year contract or just over the summertime, or how does that work?
Yeah, that's where we're a little bit different. We don't have you sign a contract. There's no contracts, and it is a guaranteed money back. Our pricing is based on a plan throughout the season. It's a seasonal. We don't do single spray pricing. That way we spray every 10 to 17 days. Mm-hmm. So every 14 days on average, every 2 weeks, we're out spraying.
Every 2 weeks, then, a Mosquito Shield technician will be visiting your backyard and walk
Correct.
Us through it. What will they be doing when they visit someone's home?
Well, the first time we come to the home, we introduce ourselves. We look around the property. We find active areas. Mosquitoes like shaded areas with moisture. They have to have moisture and shade to survive. And then we use a backpack blower. You don't have to be home. We will send you an email prior to our coming to notify you that we'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
We treat the property, looking for active areas around pools or patios and that type of thing. We concentrate on those areas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes maybe you're playing in the backyard with your kid, and the ball goes into the bushes, and you go to retrieve it, and it's almost like you've shaken up some mosquitoes. So they're living in the shaded areas. That's where they like to stay during the hot hours of the day.
That's right, too.
And
exactly.
And so. Mosquito Shield, you folks are targeting those particular areas?
We do, exactly. And the blowers we use are different. It's the only one in the industry that it's very unique to us. It allows us to have better coverage over foliage. We also have a part of our blend. It's called Rain Shield, which is a product that's added, which enables it to be more resistant to heavy rain.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the product will break down over time, and that's the reason why we treat every 10 to 17 days, depending on weather,
mm-hmm.
Instead of going a 21 or 30-day spray, because the product starts breaking down.
Mm-hmm. So if Mosquito Shield comes out and treats today and then it rains tomorrow, will the Mosquito Shield treatment still be effective during that 2-week period?
It will. It has a residual of about 21 days, but it does start to break down over time. And we do monitor the weather patterns. And when we get heavy rain, then we will shorten the length of time between sprays.
Mm-hmm.
Then it'll be more of a 10-day spray.
How about the no-see-ums? Does the Mosquito Shield system work on gnats?
Yeah, no-see-ums are a little different kind of thing. They're just totally different pest. But it does considerably help to reduce no-see-ums.
Mm-hmm.
How they land on things and how they're attracted to you is a little different than a mosquito. But it does help considerably.
Yeah, I've heard with gnats, they might lay eggs on the bottom side of a blade of grass, and they really won't even wake up until maybe there's some dew in the morning and the weather's just right, and then they'll hatch and create all sorts of
right.
problems.
Right, yeah. Any kind of gnat like that is much harder to control than a mosquito.
Mm-hmm. What would you say the difference is between Mosquito Shield and some of the other mosquito prevention companies?
Well, I think the biggest thing is the active management, monitoring weather and mosquito activity, and the shorter time span between treatments.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the biggest key to it. And we do also treat for ticks. Also, we have a tick shield program. Mm-hmm. Also,
Mosquito Shield comes out and treats your backyard, but maybe your neighbors on either side of you aren't doing anything to treat for mosquitoes. So will the mosquitoes on your neighbor's side of the property line come over to your side?
No. What we do is we create a barrier around your property, which repels mm-hmm. mosquitoes from coming in onto your property.
Mm-hmm.
Mosquitoes are attracted to your CO2, which this helps mask your CO2 signature. And it repels mosquitoes, pushes them away. It aggravates them and will push them probably into your neighbor's yard.
Mm-hmm. I guess the biggest question that everybody has when it comes to a mosquito prevention system is, does it work?
Oh, it does absolutely work. Absolutely. We have 100% money-back guarantee. And like I say, we have 44 different franchisees around the country. It works.
Mm-hmm.
The product works.
If a homeowner's, I'm sure in the low country, there's some very challenging properties. A lot of people live near the marsh and, mm-hmm. If somebody is experiencing a problem, maybe a few days after Mosquito Shield has come, what could they do?
You give us a call. That's called a breakthrough. And we come back and we retreat at no additional expense.
So if there's any problem with them seeing any mosquitoes, they just need to pick up the phone and call Mosquito Shield.
You just give us a call and we come right back out and retreat.
Over time, the number of visits that Mosquito Shield is making to a property, does that help to kind of build up that barrier?
It does, absolutely. Usually three treatments is where it is most effective. The first treatment, you'll see a significant reduction. Two, it gets a little better. After the third, then it's pretty much under control.
Mm-hmm. And I could definitely see some advantages to having someone come out with a backpack versus maybe some of the systems where you have to install, run tubing and misting nozzles and so forth, kind of like a landscape irrigation system or something. So there's Mosquito Shield is coming and you're in and out in no time, doesn't take any kind of installations or anything.
Right. There's no installations. We do all the work. You're right. We come out, we spray, we can hit, specific areas.
What about the Zika virus?
Zika is there have been cases in South Carolina. None of them are known to be contracted here. They've been brought in from outside. Of course, Zika, encephalitis, malaria, they're all diseases carried by mosquitoes.
So if Mosquito Shield is keeping the mosquitoes away, then you're keeping the Zika virus or any of the other problems that are associated with getting bitten by a mosquito.
Exactly.
Well, good. Well, how can folks get more information about Mosquito Shield?
Well, you just give us a call. Our number is, and we have the new area code, is 854-444-2667. You can visit us on our website. It's moshield.com. That's moshield.com. You just pick up the phone and give us a call. Or you can email me at info@mosquitoshieldcharleston.com.
Okay, great. Well, we have been talking with Kevin Jones of Mosquito Shield. Thanks so much, Kevin.
All right. Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Brian Bogla with Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern. How you doing, Brian?
Doing well, Tim. Thanks for having us here.
Sure. Brian, take a moment and tell everybody about Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern.
Yeah, so we're a family-owned and operated company. We've been in business for over 50 years. We're right here in Charleston on Rivers Avenue. We've got a nice showroom that you can walk into. And our name's Ultimate Gutter Guard, Tim, but we do a lot more than gutters. We do some windows and some bathroom remodels and a few other things for the outside of the house as well.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So let's talk about some of the different products and services that Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern offers. So you just happened to mention windows. So are these replacement windows or for new construction?
Yeah, Tim. So they're definitely replacement windows. A lot of the houses that are built in the greater Charleston area are a lot older. We see a lot of aluminum clad windows, a lot of wood windows out there. And unfortunately, with those older windows come higher power bills in the summertime. And we know it gets hot here in Charleston in the summertime, that's about to approach us now. So yeah, our windows are replacement windows, and they're highly rated on the energy efficiency. And of course, they're Energy Star rated and approved as well.
Mm-hmm. And so are there any particular size constraints as far as the windows, the replacement windows go?
Yeah, so, I mean, all window manufacturers have a certain size they can go up to, Tim. We can't do a 12-foot wide window and a 10-foot high window, but we haven't seen very many windows that we can't do in the area. Mm-hmm. Very, very few times has that ever come up, and that's usually with your extremely large windows that are really 10-foot wide and 12-foot high. So, no, as far as size goes, we pretty much custom make them to any size that can fit in a home.
What kind of older windows would someone have in their home that they would need to, that you would recommend them replacing those windows?
Yeah, so wood windows especially. A lot of times wood windows get painted shut to the trim on the outside of the house when people paint their wood windows. They're very hard to open and close. Wood windows, as you know, wood conducts a lot of heat, so a lot of that radiant heat from the outside in the summer comes into the home, which makes your air conditioner work a lot harder trying to cool down your house. So with a replacement window, we take that wood window completely out. We make sure there's no rotten wood because, of course, the homeowner wants to know if there's any rotten wood around the surface area of the window. We replace it if there is any, and then we put in our new high energy efficient window in its place.
Mm-hmm. High efficiency windows?
Yeah, they're definitely high energy efficient windows.
Okay, good deal. And what if, you know, we had Hurricane Matthew this past October. Are there any impact rated windows that you folks sell?
Yeah, absolutely. And being that we're so close to the coast here, obviously there's certain guidelines, there's certain rules and regulations when it comes to replacement windows for safety reasons, obviously. So when these hurricanes come through, we have hurricane resistant impact windows. There's a really cool video online. Our manufacturer, they take a 4x4 post and they shoot it at the window about 12 foot away at 150 miles an hour. So on this video, you see the 4x4 post hit the window and bounce right off. The glass isn't broken. It can take anything coming to that window, even with, like, Matthew that came through recently.
And that's to simulate maybe your neighbor's grill that they didn't put it away and gets airborne and then smashes into your house's windows.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, whether it's wood coming off another home, a limb that's being flown through the air, your neighbor's grill, whatever it is thrown out that window, it's going to take that impact and it's going to reject the object, bounce it back out, and keep you safe on the inside.
And those impact rated windows, those are the most efficient way of preparing for a hurricane, because all you have to do is make sure your windows are locked and evacuate. You don't have to worry about putting up any shutter plywood or closing shutters or anything like that.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Tim. I mean, once you lock those windows, they have a high security feature on it too. And I know that's a big concern when we have to evacuate, the security of a home. If your windows are locked with our window, we can guarantee you it's not going to get broken into and any kind of debris is not going to smash through the glass. So the inside of your home is well protected.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the flagship product for Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern, your gutters.
Yeah, so our gutter's a completely maintenance-free gutter. We guarantee it won't ever get clogged up. With our gutter system, it's made seamless on-site, so we can custom make our gutter to fit any home. We offer a lot of different colors out there that these coil stocks of aluminum are made in. So the majority of our gutters are obviously a white gutter because you see a lot of white trim around here, but we've got every color from white, black, brown. We can custom make and get any custom color made for your gutter. The lifetime warranty is good for as long as the house is standing. If you decide to sell your home or you move to a different home, that warranty is still good on that gutter, and it'll transfer to the next homeowner. So it's got a lifetime warranty on. It's a great system, and it'll take up to 16 inches of rain per hour.
Good deal. What other products does Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern?
Yeah, so another product that we got on board with about 5 years ago are our bathrooms. What we do is we do bathroom remodels. So if you have a tub in your home, like a tub-shower combination, and you like to have a walk-in tub, whether it's for safety reasons because you don't want to step over the tub or you just want to update your bathroom, we can remove your existing tub, put in a new floor pan, a new wall system, new hardware. These things are totally customizable. We have an app that our manufacturer made for us, and what we're able to do is it's called Build-A-Bath. We sit down with the homeowner. We pick the different floor pan that they have, the color styles and textures. We have different color styles and textures of wall systems and any kind of hardware that we have available too. So we actually show you what your brand new shower is going to look like in your home before you even see the price. And then, of course, after you pick out your options, we'll show you the price down to the penny of what it costs. And the price is good for an entire year, so you got some time to think about it too.
So this is mostly replacing your tub shower combination that you might have?
Correct, absolutely. So that's our walk-in shower program, Tim. We are the exclusive dealer for Kohler walk-in tubs in the state of Georgia and South Carolina. Kohler rolled out a new program with their walk-in safety tubs, and they picked one company in the state in each state to represent Kohler, and we now have the state of South Carolina and Georgia. So our Kohler walk-in tubs are a big hit right now. They're great for safety concerns with elderly homeowners, or if you just want a nice spa and therapy type tub to sit in and relax. These Kohler tubs are amazing for that as well.
Good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern?
Yeah, so y'all can always come by our showroom. We're at 7110 Rivers Avenue, right between Trident Tech and Hill Tire Center on Rivers. We have a satellite office actually inside of the Walmart in Somerville on North Main Street. You can go to our website, which is gutterscharleston.com, or you can give us a call at the office.
Okay, great. Well, we have been talking with Brian Bogla with Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern. Thanks so much, Brian.
Thanks, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And now we're talking with Nate Ball with Schneider Tree Care. How you doing, Nate?
I'm doing great, Tim. How are you today?
Good. Nate, take a moment and tell everybody about Schneider Tree Care.
Absolutely. Schneider Tree Care is a residential and commercial tree care company that focuses on whole health of trees and shrubs in your landscape. So we look at pruning. We look at long-term health care plans with organic fertilization, disease and insect control, termite management in trees, and mosquito control in your property that's with an organic product. And then we can also help you decide if that tree in your yard that you're worried about is dangerous, and if it needs to be removed, we can help with that process.
Good deal. So if who needs Schneider Tree Care? You know, if you have new trees or mature trees on your lot, maybe you've never had a tree care specialist out to your house. Who should be calling Schneider Tree Care?
Another great one. I would say everybody, but whether you have an established landscape or you have a newly installed landscape in a new home, you've got to start thinking about how you're going to protect that investment. So we need to look at if it's mature trees, what do we need to do to help them in their age? What type of pruning do we need? What kind of supplements do they need? But if you have young trees that are just installed, very small, we need to think about long-term planning for those, because more than likely you've spent a great deal of money to have that landscape put there. And we need to think about what does maintenance look like on those? What should you expect over the coming years? What should you be doing that's proactive? And what isn't working in those areas that we can mitigate?
What are some of the telltale signs that people should look out for to know that maybe there is a problem with some of the trees on their property?
There's two big ones with the trees that we look for, and that's excessive deadwood. So you're always going to have some level of dead branch material in the tree, but if you start to get major portions of the tree that have no leaves on them that start to fall out, or you have a big limb that falls in the yard, you need to have that inspected. We need to figure out what was the root cause of that failure, and is the tree okay, or do we need to investigate a little bit more to see if it's a hazard? The other big thing that you can look at is leaf color. Most leaves you're going to have a deep, dark green color, and that's going to let you know that the tree has adequate water and nutrient flow. If it starts to get a light green or a limish color, that's when you know your tree's nutrient deficient, and you need to start thinking about how you're gonna help that tree along.
Mm-hmm. And what kinds of services does Schneider Tree Care typically employ when you go out to a homeowner's property?
So if it's an established landscape, we're going to talk to the homeowner about, are there any potential hazard trees on your property? And we're going to come up with a mitigation plan for those. But for the remaining trees and shrubs on your property, we're going to look at what is a pruning plan? You know, where are these trees impeding on your home or your drive? How can we set up a pruning standard and a specification to get those out of the way and allow them to flourish while still maintaining your access to the property? And we'll talk about timing on that. You know, is that an every year thing? Is that every 2 years? We'll set that expectation up front. Then we're also going to talk about the healthcare aspects. What services do those trees need in order to be able to be fed properly, be resistant to disease and insect, and then also make sure that they're structurally sound underground, that the root system is thriving.
Mm-hmm. We have some pretty decent sized storms here in the low mm-hmm. country, and it's a shame when someone loses a big giant limb off their tree, or they may not mm-hmm. even realize that their tree is unhealthy. Mm-hmm. I remember seeing this big huge limb in our neighborhood where it was, I think it was a water oak that had lost a big limb and it was blocking the street, mm-hmm. and you look at it and there were termites that mm-hmm. that were active inside this live tree, and that weakened that huge limb, and that's why it took a big a nice strong wind, but it blew that limb down.
Absolutely. Termites are a big pressure insect here in the low country. It's hot, it's humid. We have a long growing season. They love it. And they love trees. And that's why having an expert to come out and take a look at the tree and see if there's visible termite activity. And then also talking to you about, okay, we know the termites are there, but we need to see if this tree is structurally stable. And how are we going to test the tree to see if it's structurally stable so we can make a good decision and give you options on which way we need to go. Is the tree salvageable? Can we prune? Can we treat? Can we give it the nutrients that it needs to continue to thrive? Or is it to a point where we really need to have the conversation about removal and what that's going to look like?
Mm-hmm. We had a very mild winter here mm-hmm. in the Charleston area. Give us a forecast on how mm-hmm. that affects people's trees.
It's going to be bad, Tim. We've kind of had the perfect storm. So we had a very mild winter, which means insect pressure is going to be up. It wasn't cold enough to send a lot of them to be dormant or to kill off a generation of insects. We also had a very early bloom. Air temperatures and soil temperatures jumped up very quickly right after the first of the year, and then it's been very wet since that point as well. So we have high insect pressure, we had an early bloom, and we've got very moist conditions, which is a big one for fungus, and it's also a big one for disease. So we are going to see a lot of pressure within the landscape from insects, disease, and fungus throughout the coming year. And really, now's the time to start planning for that. We're seeing some of those issues pop up right now, but it's only going to compound as we go further into the spring and into the summer.
Mm-hmm. And when it comes to trimming and pruning trees, what's the best time of year to do that?
It really depends on the spec. Or the specification that we're pruning to. Now's a great time to go after deadwood that we can see because things are blooming. Leaves are coming out, buds are coming out. We can see dead branches very easily. This is a good time of year to do that. It's also any time that we start on a new property, We're going to look at what other services need to happen at that time. So there's no real wrong time to prune, but we want to be careful in the spring and the fall with really heavy pruning.
Mm-hmm. I've been, I think the weather forecasters are already talking about a South Carolina kind of being on the borderline of entering into a drought again.
Mm-hmm.
How does that affect people's trees?
Just like us, if a tree doesn't get enough water, it's going to get dehydrated. And dehydration leads to a multitude of problems. The one big one could be withering and dying.
Mm-hmm.
But if a tree doesn't have enough water and it's a mature tree, then it can be susceptible to disease and insects. And as soon as we start getting into that drought, we're going to see those pop up and spread very quickly. We have a very, very dense urban forest in the Charleston area, and bugs and diseases and fungus can hop from yard to yard to yard to yard very, very rapidly, almost overnight.
How can Schneider Tree Care help a homeowner that maybe is getting ready to break ground on a lot? So they're going to build a new house. They've got this. They've bought this beautiful piece of property with mature trees and so forth. And can the construction of that new house affect those trees on the property?
Absolutely. Anytime we start to disturb ground around a mature and established tree, we start to damage the root system. So what we do for the new home building process is we come in as part of the design and construction team. So we're going to meet with all those people. We're going to meet with a homeowner, and we're going to come up with what's our mitigation plan to help these trees through construction. So we're going to delineate the tree protection plan. We're going to come up with the health care plan that goes through construction, and we're also going to look at how do we need to prune the tree right now so that it's not in the way of construction. So do we need to elevate it out of the way for trucks? Do we just need to get the deadwood out? But our main focus is going to be underground. So we're going to get that root system as vibrant as possible because we know we're going to lose some root mat. We're going to make sure that the tree is fed very, very well, and we're going to make sure that we've positioned that tree so it's very disease and insect resistant. And then we're going to monitor as construction goes on. Mm-hmm. As a lot of us know, when you build a home or you develop a piece of property in the low country, there's a lot of regulations tied to the trees.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be that stopgap for you. We're going to make sure that we're not letting something happen to the trees that's going to hold up your construction process.
How can folks get more information about Schneider Tree Care?
Two easy ways to find us. One is our phone number. You can give us a call to set up an appointment with one of our arborists, and that's 843-300-5200. Or you can check us out on our website at schneidertree.com.
Okay, great. Well, we have been talking with Nate Ball with Schneider Tree Care. Thanks so much, Nate.
It's a pleasure, Tim. Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And now we're talking with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, Sherry Crawford. How you doing, Sherry?
Doing well. Thanks, Tim.
Sherry, what is your role at Charleston Home and Design Magazine?
I am the Director of Advertising as well as the Director of our home shows and special events.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And, you know, I wanted to just take a moment to talk to you because we're always busy helping to tell the stories of our advertisers in Charleston Home and Design Magazine on our radio show. We hardly ever take the time to talk about ourselves and what we do. What is your role besides those two titles that you mentioned? What do you do?
I am in sales. I have a client list of very large client list of people that I manage and take care of them and help them to promote their companies on a regular basis.
Gotcha. How long have you been with Charleston Home and Design?
16 years.
16 years. Wow. It's almost as long as I have.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. And you've been involved with every single one of our home shows since 2004.
Yes, I have.
And what I wanted to talk to you about is the Charleston Fall Home Show, which is coming up August 25th through the 27th. And we've returned to the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston, and they expanded their footprint and added more space for booths and so forth. But it's still a bit limited. We always have to be very careful. We say we carefully curate the home show. which basically means that we're very, very careful about making sure that we have a good variety of categories of home products and services at the show. And but we're challenged with the fact that we have a good many of our advertisers in Charleston Home and Design Magazine who want to be in the show. And so our January show always sells out. Our August show, how's it looking?
Argus show is selling out fast. We do have a little bit of space left. All of our clients who wanted to be in the home show and got their contract in early, yes, they're going to be in the home show. Anybody who's dragging their feet, don't drag them much longer, because the option of being in, the door closes. There's only so much space, and when we run out, it's gone.
Mm-hmm. And the nice thing is we've had tremendous success at the brand new Gilliard Center downtown. We do just the right kinds of promotions to motivate homeowners that either have a project they're about to start or currently in, or one that they are planning for the future. We do a really good job of motivating them to come out. And so our vendors are always very, very happy at the Charleston Fall Home Show. And if someone wanted to buy a booth, what would be involved with that?
They could contact our office, and we would immediately have a sales rep get in touch with them and talk to them about the show and about the magazine and all the other marketing opportunities we have. When you market with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, it's really a marketing campaign, and we are going to help you on a daily basis to keep your company out there in front of the people who are spending money now on their homes.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean when you say a campaign?
It's kind of multimedia. We've got the radio show. We've got the website. We've got social media. We're not only going to put your ad in a magazine, but we're going to do everything we can to help you put that ad together, including taking the photographs needed for that ad. We are here for you, mm-hmm. and we're going to make it as easy as possible, because we know, as important as advertising is, it's sometimes hard to get to because there's so many other things that take priority over it. So we're going to try and take all that stuff that goes along with advertising off of your plate and put it onto ours.
Yeah, a lot of we have a lot of small businesses. When I say small, I mean up to 10 to 20 employees here in Charleston. And they really like the fact that we are a multimedia company and that we can help them with giving them exposure on the radio like you're listening to today, but then also print exposure in Charleston Home and Design Magazine, direct mail, which is the backbone of what we do. We direct mail it to very affluent people around Charleston, plus builders and architects and interior designers, people who are actively building and remodeling. So it's a very targeted group. We also have a social media director that can help you with your social media position and exposure. And am I forgetting anything?
Our leads list. Everybody who's building a house currently, they need flooring, they need cabinets, they need appliances, they're buying them from somewhere. You can get a leads list of who these people are, where they currently live, and how to contact them directly from us. If you're part of, if you purchase an ad with us and get into the system.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, the event marketing, which is our three home shows that we have every year. Well, how can folks get more information about coming on board with Charleston Home and Design Magazine?
You can call our office at 843-577-7652, and someone will get in touch with you right away.
And one hard and fast rules that we have is that we only work with home related companies. So when you're looking through Charleston Home and Design, you're not going to be, turning a blind eye to jewelry or art or anything like that. It's all strictly home related. So if you have a home related company that specializes in working with affluent homeowners, give us a call at Charleston Home and Design Magazine, or just look us up on the web. Thank you, Sherry.
You're welcome. Thank you. Talking about a home. Talking about me and you. The things we'll do. I said a home.
I wanna be your man. I said a home.
been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.